Thanking someone for the call. It's a van from St. Agnes's choir. There's a nun out there changing a tire. By the time they got by her, tempers were out of control. So they all hit the gas in a dash for position, bobbing and weaving and flashing their high beams and flipping the bird, screaming obscenities, a well-insured horde, hell-bent on Saturday. So they continued westbound and into the sun. Law and decorum constraining nary one. By then it was devil may care, not one even vaguely aware that they had come all the way to the Delaware water gap. How had it happened? They had all missed their exits. How had it happened? Was it some kind of vortex? And in they all went, bumper to bumper, faster and faster, no sign of a trooper. And in they all went, like sheep to the slaughter, bankers and carpenters, doctors and lawyers. And in they all went, families in minivans, Reagan Republicans, weekend militiamen. They followed the river and rounded the bend between Mincy and Tammany, and into their destiny, lying in ambush right there before them, the angry old sun right on the horizon. Sister Maria tightened the bolts of the spare. She said a quick prayer and put the old van into gear. Thank God the traffic was light. If she hurried, she might not be late for that evening's performance at the state penitentiary. She entered the common room, and there was her choir, altos and baritones, basses and tenors, car thieves and crack dealers, mobsters and murderers, husbands and sons, fathers and brothers. And so it began, glorious harmony, softly and tenderly, with the interstate whining way off in the distance, and the sun going down through the bars of the prison. And they poured out their souls, they poured out their memories, they poured out their hopes for what's left of eternity. So Sister Maria, her soul lay. like a prism for the light of forgiveness on all of their faces.
Thank you very much. John Putnam on the guitar. Lincoln Schleifer on the bass. Dennis McDermott on the drums. And thanks again to Lucy.